The Torah Kedosha ends with the words, "V'lekamoid Navi Yisrael, Kamoisha Shiyada Hashem Panim Al Panim." There was no greater Navi in the history of Klal Yisrael like Moshe Rabbeinu, that was aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that level of clarity. All the incredible miracles that he did, that Hashem sent him to do in Eretz Mitzrayim. All these incredible feats and actions and fear that he brought to the world, that Moshe Rabbeinu did for in front of Klal Yisrael eyes. And then the pasuk begins the Torah Bereishis Bara Elokim. And many Mefarshim attempt to connect the last words of the Torah to the first words of our Torah. The last word of the Torah, the last letter of the Torah is Lamed, Ashasa Moshlaina Kol Yisrael. And the first word begins Bereishis with the letter Beis. The Torah is teaching us that V'nosati Lachem explains the Divrei Yisrael in the Sefer, the Bajat Sereb in the Sefer Divrei Yisrael. The Torah is, the last letter of the Torah and the first letter of the Torah are combined to teach for the word lev, a heart. The Torah is here, we're supposed to have a lev, but not just a lev, but as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Yulamed Vav, Pasuk Chavav, V'nosati Lochem Leiv Chadosh. That it should be, the Torah should be for us a Leiv Chadosh. And as Chazal teaches us, Shiyu Divrei Torah Chadosh Malacha, the Divrei Torah should be new to us, Kilu Ayoyim Nitnu. Every day, our approach to Torah, our approach to mitzvahs, our approach to Avodas Hashem should be that we are at the beginning. And that's what Simchas Torah represents. That as we finish the Chamisha Torah, we begin immediately again reading from Parshas Bereishis. What is that to teach us? That is to teach us that we haven't even begun. We're always at the beginning. When we think we've finished, we really are at the beginning. So he goes on to say, Rashi says, Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. What does that mean? Bishvil Yisrael, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically create the world, Bishvil Yisrael? What makes Klal Yisrael so special? Shenikru Reishis, that we always look at ourselves as we are people of Reishis. We always look at ourselves as if we're only at the beginning. And in fact, the Divrei Yisrael says the word Bishvil means a path, a small path. We always look at ourselves as people who are Reishis, as people who are at the beginning of our Avodas Hashem, that we always have so much more to accomplish. And that's why I saw that the Sadeger Rebbe Zatzal explains that this Shabbos, the first Shabbos of the year, is called Shabbos Bereishis. He says, as we complete the Yom HaNaroyim, and during the Yom HaNaroyim, everybody, as he stands and davens and stands and reflects upon himself and upon the year and upon the coming year, thinks, what must I still do? How much do I still have to do? And he explains that's what the Tana says in Pirkei Avos. If what I've accepted upon myself to do, if I won't make the effort to do it, mealy, no one can do it for me. Ukshani la'atzmi, but if I take upon myself those kabbalas, those different commitments that I've made for this coming year, and I take them and I use them and I work with them to become closer to Hashem, mo'ani. On one hand, I become an ani, I become a somebody, but I also realize mo'ani, how much more there is for me to do. And that's why we begin every day by declaring Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem Seichel Toiv L'Chol Yisayim Tilosoy Emedes Lad. We begin the day, Reishis, as we begin the day, is declaring that Yiras Hashem, that we are people who are Yiras Hashem, Seichel Toiv L'Chol Yisayim, that we still have so much more to do, we still have so much more to accomplish. We need every day to recognize the lev, the last word of the last letter of the Torah and the first letter of the Torah, the lev chadosh that Yecheskel HaNavi speaks about, that every day we have to invigorate ourselves with a new heart to use it for seichel toiv l'chol ha'seyem, to fulfill what we have accomplished, to take on more, to realize that there's so much more to do. But how does a person come to that? How does a person come to that madrega? How does a person come to that level? Rashi also says here at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world b'midas hadin. V'ra'ash eina oylem miskayim, but he saw that the world can't exist that way. Shitif imoy, so a Kadosh Baruch Hu combined with the midas hadin, the midas harachmim. A very difficult Rashi to understand. A human being could change his mind. He thought that he's going to plan, he plans to do something in one fashion, recognizes that it can and should be done in a different way. But here we're speaking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchim Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean that he changed his mind? The Sfarim, the Zohar, the Maral explain at great length why is a person sent down to this world. A person is sent down to this world. Isn't it better for him in the Olam HaEmes to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be with the Malachim, to be in a world of pure Ruchnius? Why is he sent down to this world of Gashmius, to this world of tests and challenges? The answer is, they explained as a concept of the Hamad Ksufa. A person who lives in a world where he did not have to work to reach a level where everything is just given to him is not really realizing his potential. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us down to this world where we have to work to accomplish. And when we work to accomplish, then we have really done, then we have really come for a purpose to this world. And how do we, in this world, see what we need to do? How do we in this world recognize that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world? By seeing all the wondrous activities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the world. When we see that, that brings us the ability to open up our eyes and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some people are able to see it much clearer, much quicker. People like Moshe Rabbeinu. The rest of us need stronger reminders to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Pasuk concludes Sefer Devarim. The Pasuk concludes Sefer Zayis HaBracha V'loi Kam Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe. There was no Navi in the history of Klal Yisrael like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ashiyoda Hashem Panim Alpanim. He was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with absolute clarity. But continues the pasuk, L'chol ha'oseis v'amoseim v'shashoch Hashem la'oseis b'eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed Moshe Rabbeinu to be his messenger, to do all of these wonderful nisim in Mitzrayim. L'chol ha'yor ha'chazok l'chamor gadol asha osa Moshe l'enei kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messenger, was sent to this world to be here to show us the Yad Hashem, to show us the hand of Hashem and everything that exists. That is the Midas Hadin. And that is the greatest Rachmim. So it's not to be understood that there's Din and there's Rachmim. The Din, that there is Hashem in the world and that we are able to see Hashem in the world, is the greatest Rachmim, is the greatest Rachmanus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and does for us, that we are able to see him. Because when we are able to see Hashem in the world, then we are able to know that we have a purpose for being in this world. And when we understand and recognize and appreciate that we are here for a purpose and live and start to work towards that purpose, that we are no longer people of Nahama the Ksufa, that we receive the benefit of Hashem without trying to accomplish ourselves. That din, that clarity of vision that Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the Torah talks about, that the Torah describes, is the Bereishis, is the Bishvil Yisrael, is why we are brought to this world, to come to that Madrega, to recognize Hashem. And that recognition gives us the Leif Chadosh, the new heart, the new inspiration, as we begin the year of Shabbos Bereishis, to continue in our Avodas Hashem, in our learning Torah, and Asiyas Mitzvahs, to bring a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to bring meaning and purpose to our lives.